I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Josh.
Sorry, Josh isn't here right now.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Kathleen. I'm his girlfriend. Who's this?
My name is Rich. Do you know where your boyfriend is right now?
He's at a bachelor party.
Actually,
he'll be back later,
no,
today.
Correction. He was at a bachelor party. He's not there anymore, and I need to find him.
He's going to be back later. Can I help you with something? Do you want to call back, or?
No, I need to find him. He left the bachelor party.
Wait, are you with him? Are you one of his friends?
Oh, I'm definitely not one of his friends. At the bachelor party, Josh hit it off with one of my strippers, Portia.
Who is this?
This isn't really something to laugh about, okay? I'm losing money here.
Dude, you are not making any sense right now. What the hell are you talking about?
According to one of my other dancers, who was at the bachelor party, your boyfriend, after a few lap dances and some other things, ran off with Portia.
Are you telling me right now some left with my boyfriend?
Excuse me, please don't talk about my girls like that, okay? She's
Dude,
classy.
Are you kidding me right now? You've got to be kidding me right now.
We are a classy establishment, all right? I won't have you calling my girls' names. Portia is one of my best dancers.
I could give a about your bag. Did you call him?
Everybody at the bachelor party.
Do you have his number?
Everybody at the bachelor party has tried to get a hold of him for me. They finally gave me your number, and I figured I would take things into my own hands. Because I would assume
you
that...
You have got... Oh, my...
I would assume that he had gotten in contact with you.
You've got to be kidding me. This is... Oh, my f***ing God.
Nobody's seen him for a good 10 hours, so I don't know what to do.
You've got to be kidding me.
Ma'am, you sound upset.
No I'm upset. How would you like it if... Some random asshole calls you asking where your boyfriend is because he's with some bag.
Okay. I would appreciate it if you didn't call me names. I'm just trying to do business here. All right? It's not.
Oh,
it's
my
not,
God.
It's not my boyfriend that decided to run off with a stripper.
Don't shit!
While I have you on the phone, you sound very, very, very passionate, and I like that. If Portia doesn't come back, I don't know what you do for a living, but would you be interested in maybe earning some extra cash on the side?
Are you kidding me right now? You're asking me to come work for you and my boyfriend run off with some stripper?
Well, I'm thinking...
Oh, my God.
Hey, think about it this way. It could be the ultimate revenge. Your boyfriend runs off with a stripper, and then you become one to get him back. Great idea. Win-win.
Not funny, man. This is my life here. Jesus.
Bottom line, your boyfriend ran off with a stripper, and by now there's probably a very good chance he has herpes. I mean, I know this girl.
I cannot believe this is happening. This doesn't even freaking seem real.
Oh, that's because it's not real. It's a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this whole thing is a joke. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, so you're joking?
Yes, I am. It's a joke. Please don't kill me.
Wait a minute. Totally serious. You are joking right now?
Yes. Your boyfriend Josh set you up for a prank phone call. Yes, he did. He wanted to freak you out. He wanted to freak you out about the bachelor party.
Oh, my. No, he did not.
Yes. He said he'll be home in a few hours.
Dude, I was shaking. Oh, my God.
You know, even though Portia's not a real person, I think it was classless for you to call her a whorebag. Very rude.
Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.